Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about a real-life case study demonstrating how brands can secure product placement trade-out opportunities in Hollywood. Let's start talking about the importance of establishing your brand relationships within Hollywood and how these relationships can get you mega results at a very affordable price. My agency, Hollywood Branded, spent over 9 years building opportunities for BlackBerry phones to be featured with characters and scenarios on screen that matched similar types of demographics that their executive marketing team wanted to be replicated in real life. Traditionally, those were business users, but over the years, our show targets, just like the brand's marketing targets, moved over into the general consumer realm, and then back over to the business and enterprise side. My team was super successful, securing literally billions of impressions over the years. Yep, that's what I said, billions. BlackBerry has a very long and strong relationship with Hollywood. Washington politicians, from Kevin Spacey on House of Cards, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Veep, Kerry Washington and Scandal, military or FBI storylines with Matt Damon and Bourne Legacy, Claire Danes and Homeland, medical or forensics with shows like Bones, The Following, Grey's Anatomy or Hannibal, legal scripts with Tyler Perry and Gone Girl or Robert Downey Jr. and The Judge, journalists, literally everyone on Newsroom had a BlackBerry, or businessmen from Neil Patrick Harris on comedies like How I Met Your Mother or Rob Lowe on Parks and Rec, writers, sports, and talent agents with Amy Adams and Trouble with the Curb, Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Jeremy Piven and Entourage. All of these are home-run examples of business-based storylines that aligned with real-life usage of the BlackBerry brand. And most impressively, not once was a single dollar spent on any of those product placements we secured. Yep, I said it. All of those billions of impressions did not have a single dollar paid to a production company. So let's chat about the reasons we made BlackBerry's partnership with Hollywood so successful, and at such a low cost. I'm often asked, why do product placement tradeouts get such phenomenal results on screen? And it's simple. Product placement works through relationships. At my agency, we always strive to be a pleasure to work with, as our business is nothing if not a relationship business on steroids. In Hollywood, it really is about who you know, or what doors you can get open because you know who is behind them. It's about where you can connect the dots to make things happen. And if you have the insight and insider knowledge to know what opportunities actually exist. The bottom line is that it does matter who likes working with you and who knows you will deliver against all odds for whatever they need, typically at the last minute. I've been in this business now for over 20 years, and our agency has a long history of an excellent reputation for integrity and follow-through. We also have strong, established relationships with prop masters. Those are the people who decide what gets placed with an actor to touch, set decorators, those are the individuals who dress the set, including the brands and signage that might be around the environment, producers who oversee the overall production deals and weigh in if there's a fee offer or a larger trade-out opportunity or even a promotional partnership, directors who craft what actually happens on screen, and more, from writers and transportation department heads, wardrobe stylists, and the list goes on and on. With these established relationships, we have become a go-to immediate source to come to for productions, as my agency is able to assist the production on so many different levels. And because we have a number of different types of brands we work with, productions want to work with us to get their most bang for their buck of time spent sending us their scripts and chatting about the storylines and characters, versus just reaching out individually to one brand here and then another brand over there. We save them a tremendous amount of time. An active product placement program not only saves production time because they don't have to hunt down an interested brand and explain what product placement is, brands who do product placement on a weekly basis know and they get it. I mean, truly get it. Because it's not all so easy to understand that someone's going to take your brand, your precious brand, and put it into a scene that you have no control over. It saves the production money from purchasing items, and it saves them from having to do legal clearance paperwork to get the items legally allowed to be used on screen. Product placement works when your brand can help with production and solve a need. With BlackBerry, we made it easy for productions who had a need to solve, which was in this case, the need for mobile phones on set, sometimes on screen, and sometimes also for cast and crew, and possibly in extremely high quantity. So we managed a large inventory of product that could be placed on one set, returned and re-inventoried, and then delivered right out again to another. And depending on usage, we provided mobile service or SIM cards with data plans that allowed the device to be fully functional. Product placement also works when a brand makes sense for characters. Both Apple's iPhone, who has an in-house division to oversee Hollywood relationships, and BlackBerry have worked for years in Hollywood, providing prop masters with much-needed devices for on-screen usage and for both companies to tremendous success. For brands that don't have a unique voice to clearly and naturally help identify a character, and are more so generalist brands, it can be a little daunting getting directors to view your product as something naturally identifying with a specific character type. Although the inverse is also true, and the landscape incredibly large for these generalist brands who can relate to a wide consumer demographic, and there are just so many more opportunities possible. BlackBerry was unique in many ways, and the brand itself helped establish the business persona of a character on screen. When you think of BlackBerry, you think efficient and business-driven. When you think of iPhone, you think creative and consumer-driven. And in some cases, you may have seen a character that had each device in hand. Product placement works when you make product available easily to productions. Many brands neglect to dedicate the large amount of product needed for a successful product placement program. Inventory costs are real. We know it. But the products purchased are also able to be utilized and spread across numerous shows. If a production loses the product, they can be billed. When the product ages out, just like BlackBerry mobile phones often did, they could be repurposed for period-specific content. Other competitive mobile devices to BlackBerry and Apple have not had the same in-depth coverage of Hollywood as these two brands, for a number of reasons, and definitely due to not making inventory more available, which leaves those brands the only option to purchase time on screen, paying for integration with ad dollars, which in the long run is a much greater expense than inventory ever would be, and a problem when the content partner, like HBO or Netflix, doesn't allow fee-based integration or ad buys. Product placement works when you can respond to a production need in an instant. How fast you can move, 7 days a week, and even into the night matters. As an agency, we move at lightning speed. A script can be changed in an instant with a new scene written and a new set built all within a day. And in the case of BlackBerry, our team delivered, literally driving to sets for drop-offs or shipping phones overnight at the last minute, and signed clearance agreements and dealt with legal jargon that would allow the brand to be on screen and, of course, seen in a positive manner. For all these reasons and so many more, BlackBerry's product placement program worked extremely well. Look, I know product placement works for brands. It differentiates from competition, it provides both conscious and subconscious brand awareness, and it can ultimately drive sales. I cannot even count the number of times someone has told me they bought their BlackBerry because their favorite character used it. BlackBerry is one of the brands I am most proud of, as we truly created a massive powerhouse of a marketing beast in Hollywood. Any time a BlackBerry has been seen in the last decade has been due to my agency, and the brand has been everywhere. But BlackBerry is not a one-hit wonder. It's not unique in this space. We've seen this same result for dozens and dozens of brands. Not only do our clients report success, but we've run very in-depth surveys with brands, agencies of all types, and consumers to hear their positive feedback as well. If you're interested in learning more about how product placement programs best work, stop by our website, hollywoodbranded.com. And download our Product Placement 101 ebook, which will provide a really good guide and base for you to start along your journey to conquering Hollywood. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful. And please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.